Good morning, everyone. John Dustin here with Peter Myerson in our last segment of the day at Radio Entrepreneurs. Peter, it's been a great day.
It's been a great day, John. It's been good sitting in for Jeffrey Davis, and we still have a great slate of guests to go through. And our next guest is Willie Mandrell III, who is the owner of the Mandrell Company. Hi, Willie.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
You want to tell us about yourself?
Yeah, sure.
And the company, of course.
And the company, yeah.
And
yeah.
The company, of course.
Yeah, so I'm a real estate investor. Grew up in the Boston area, Dorchester, a little bit of Quincy. Went to Northeastern. Bought my first multifamily 2006 when I got out of college and kind of just fell in love with the business. Been in it ever since.
2006, wow.
2006 was a little bit of a rough time to be a first-time buyer, but, rolled the market all the way down and taught me a lot of lessons about, economic cycles and everything else. And 2010, the economy was still doing a little rough. Decided, I had to figure out what I wanted to do with my life, and real estate was it. I just loved the business of being a landlord, collecting rents and paying down debt and just the wealth building process, and wanted to teach other people about that. So I got into the business full time, started educating other, family members and friends, and then just spun into a full time business for me. So that's what the Mandrell Company is now. We're more of an education company than just a real estate brokerage. We teach people about, building wealth through real estate.
You're focused on the multifamily segment?
We are.
So define that. Is it twos, fours, 40-unit buildings?
Yeah, anything two or above. I mean, the majority of our client base is first-time landlords, people just getting into the business, learning, I heard about this multifamily thing. I read the Rich Dad, Poor Dad book. I want to learn a little bit more about building wealth. Can you help me out? And most real estate agents, they'll be able to sell you a single-family home in the burbs and kind of, it's the emotional process. But we're more focused on teaching you about becoming a landlord, teaching you how to crunch numbers, what is the cap rate, what should you be looking for return on investment numbers-wise, and everything else that goes along with, becoming that first-time landlord. A little bit of property management and stuff in there as well.
So is the business model that you get paid for the teaching, or?
No, I would say a lot of our content we're giving away for free. We decided to go into this side of the business. How do we differentiate ourselves from the Keller Williams, the Jack Conway, the Coldwell Banker? Again, those are your run-of-the-mill real estate agents that are not real well-versed in, the property management, the landlord aspects of being a multifamily, owner. So that's how we differentiate ourselves. We're still making money. Our payment still comes through the real estate commission at the end of the day.
So the content, as it were, is really just sort of to help the potential buyers figure out what they want to do.
Right. It's exactly. It's providing education, putting education out there. It helps the public figure out exactly who we are, and also, like I said, it helps us brand ourselves as that go-to expert for that, two to four family, and above market.
So do you have a lot of units yourself?
I currently have 28 between Dorchester, Quincy, Braintree, and I just started moving out to Worcester as well.
Wow. I mean.
So question of self-interest. Sure. A lot of times you hear people say, oh, I've got a two and I'm struggling because if one's vacant. What's the sort of break even for the number of units before you really?
That's a great question. I love that question. The three family is my go-to. I just love it. I think the triple decker and part of the reason I'm moving out to Worcester is because Dorchester is traditionally your largest stock of triple deckers in the city.
It's becoming flat roof triple deckers.
Yeah, exactly. Flat roof triple deckers. Yeah, it's becoming a little pricey. So I'm looking for that next stock, and that'd be Worcester.
Worcester's got some great areas.
And it still makes financial sense in
great
terms of
restaurants.
Yep.
Up and coming.
Absolutely.
And so When you're meeting with the buyers, do they usually have the capital to do this, or is there a sort of a tail period between when they dream of doing it and when they're gonna?
Yeah, sure. And I mean, that's what we're there for. Is we're part of that educational process from before you're ready to after you become a landlord. I think your question is, are they ready? Not always, but we're there to show them, okay, here's, you know, a source for down payment money. Here's where your credit score needs to be. Here are the things that you need to consider when you're, you know, kind of going into this, you know, or here are the mortgage programs that you can explore as well. And then not just leaving them at the finish line or at the closing table, also being a coach and some help for them, you know, after, you know, there's going to be some property management questions now. What are my lead paint concerns? What are my landlord tenant laws that I'm be concerned with? And we're not attorneys and we don't want to pretend to be, but just giving that advice, giving those connections to our clients is, I think, is
good
big
service.
Afterwards. Exactly.
Are you a buyer's broker? Is that?
I wouldn't say that. We work with a lot of sellers as well, and then we represent them. A lot of the landlords, after they've made their purchase, they now need help renting these places out as well. So, I mean, we do a little bit of it all. We're, I would say 60% of our business is on the buyer side. Another 40 is, hey, I'm now, you know, I bought this place 5 years ago. I appreciate you helping me out. I built up some equity. Now I'm ready to trade up and make that, you know, that 6 unit or that 10 unit building or whatever it may be through a 1031 exchange or some other, you know, tax deferred law. So,
Petey, do you think the market's going to soften?
Do I think the market's going to soften in Boston?
Should we ask him?
Yeah. He's probably way smarter than I am about that. Yeah.
No. I mean, I don't know. And I mean, I think where I am right now personally is if this makes any sense to you, you know, cautiously ambitious, if that makes sense, right? I'm going out there and I'm continuing to buy, but I'm making sure that my numbers really make sense. And again, that should always be the approach. But I think when things are going well, people tend to get a little bit more aggressive. They kind of throw caution to the wind. And I think, you know, now when you start to see the market, you know, people do that, I think you need to kind of take a step back and really pay attention to what's going on. And, you know, the multifamily business is great because as long as your numbers make sense from day one, they should make sense moving forward.
And it's typically buyers, investors that look at, you know, it's not like a single family residence. So as long as you don't way overpay for the asset, is there usually a market for that?
For just
multis, I mean, in general.
Yeah, there is. And again, I mean, what I shoot for personally is I try to get two rents. And that's why I love the triple decker is because if I can get two rents to cover all of my expenses, mortgage, taxes, insurance, water, little maintenance, you're usually good after that. And it means if I have one vacancy, I'm breaking even. If I'm fully occupied, I'm making money at that time. I'm not as concerned about market values. Again, appreciation is
if you
great.
Can hold it.
If you can, exactly. I mean, if the thing's cash flowing, then if it takes a, you know, 10% dip or 15% dip,
who cares?
Exactly. So, I mean, like I said, I think it's a, you know, that triple decker. Two families are hard because you're right. If you're losing one rent, it's 50% of your income. But triple deckers, I mean, you're talking about 33%. You can usually survive, you know, with those numbers from the other two units.
So, do you fix up the units or?
Me personally, yeah. Our client base. For first-time landlords, I'm in a different little bit of a different strategy in terms of my acquisitions. For me, I want the complete dog. I want the one where the roof is leaking, the asbestos is there. That's the one I want because I want to be able to create value. I don't want to buy anything at market value at this point in my career. But for our clients, that's not the approach that I would suggest. You want to go in FHA, mass housing, or whatever your program is, have it rent ready. You already have enough to worry about in terms of your tenant base and learning the business. And, you know, now you have a, you know, pretty large mortgage and everything else. You know, so for me, it's a little bit different. But for our clients, we're focused on the rent ready stuff.
It's interesting. I mean, you really are full service in a way. I mean,
we try to be as much as possible. And again, we are, you know, that full wealth building, you know, platform. I connect a lot of our clients with our financial planners as well. I work with the Bullfinch Group, not too far from here, out of Needham. I've been with them for 6 or 7 years. It's been a great platform for me in terms of taking some of what I've done on the residential real estate side and diversifying my portfolio into other aspects. And I try to connect my clients with those resources, my CPA and other clients as well. And it helps us all. My architect's a great guy, you know, as well. So
where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Doing the same thing, really. I love this business. We've just recently opened up another office. We're based out of Boston right now. We're in the Dorchester market. Because of that triple decker and multifamily opportunity, we are just opened up another office in Lowell just recently. We see a lot of opportunity out there for the investment business, and then would love to open up another office in Worcester in the coming year or so. So just it kind of expanding and, you know, our reach and continuing to push the message of, you know, that wealth building strategy that we've been doing.
That's great. Willie, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, how would they do that?
Sure. I mean, we our website, mandrellco.com, mandrellco.com. And then if someone was just interested in getting into the business, wasn't really sure, just kind of exploring what they want to do, we also run a networking group, educational and networking platform out of Boston called Boston Wealth Builders. And that's straight the domain, bostonwealthbuilders.com. They can join. It's free to join. We have five or six meetings scheduled to go right now. We do everything from Somerville to Lowell to Brockton to anything in the city. And, you know, we try to touch everyone and try to, you know, expand that reach as much as we can with the educational side of it.
So this is just the content stuff about
exactly.
how you buy.
Exactly. We do everything from rehab tours where we walk you through, you know, a gutted three family and say, here's how we found the deal. Here's what we're going to pay for electrical and plumbing. And here's what it's going to be worth afterward.
Wow.
And here's what we're, you know, how's how we financed it, to a sit down type of seminar where we literally go through 12 creative ways to finance your deals through lease options and, you know, seller financing to commercial lending, private money, and whatever else it may be. So really just, you know, putting that education out there, and that's bostonwealthbuilders.com.
Very impressive, Willie.
I appreciate it, guys.
This is Peter Meyerson and John Dustin from Radio Entrepreneurs, and we will be back with another segment shortly.